spot on that the Maimim, that Abraham brings us down in spot on in that Teres Kedem and Shulchan Aruch, that Chanukah is Rosh Hashanah's Ches Neiros v'Halachik v'Beis Hillel. That's the Rosh Hashanah of Chanukah. I don't know why he said this. You know, we know what Chanukah means, Kepshutai, but that's the remez that they say, remez from the Rishonim. And he's referring to the Gemara because we have a machlokes in the Gemara. How many neiros you're madlik? If you want to be meisiv v'halach, if you want to do mahadim in the mahadim, you go from 1 to 8 like we do. If you do 8 to 1 like Bishamai. So the Rambam is saying you do ches neiros, you do 8 neiros, and the halach is like Basil and not like Bishamai. That's the Rambam. It's always bothering me. What's the why do you need such a Rambam? I mean, we always pass like Basil. That's, you know, except for some places, we're always passing Basil. That's always the halakha. So if you have machlokes b'sham Basil, you're obviously passing like Basil. Why do you need to have a special remez in the word Chanukah that you're passing like Basil? And Akinikach, that if Mamash goes into the whole like essence of the Yom Tov as part of the word, what's the pshat in this remez? So I was thinking that maybe you can say like this. The Rakeach in the spiritual altar says, this is the Yisrael, a lot of Svar bring down, but it comes from Arishim. The Rakeach says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Chazal say that the Ar, the Ar was the what we call the Ar HaGanus. It wasn't regular light, this was what's referred to as the Ar HaGanus. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the Rishayim are going to abuse the Ar HaGanus, and it's not really to be in the world, so he was going as it. The Tzadikim lost the love, he had to hide it, and it's no longer part of our Kriya that we have today. But the Rakeach says it was Meshamesh or Lamed Vav Shais. He makes a Cheshvan, brings some Yerushalmi, but for 36 hours the Ar HaGanus was functioning in the world. And then it was Nignaz. And connected those Lamed Vav Shais, they have the Lamed Vav Neres of Chanukah, 36 candles, if you add up all the candles. And he says that that Ar HaGanus is mayor in the Lamed Vav Neres of Chanukah. And which would seem to mean that even though Aragon is something which is not really shaykh to Eilam Hazeh, to this world, it's shaykh to the Hanhag of Lassim Lavai, but on Chanukah, through the Menorah, through the Eilam Menorah, we're shaykh to the Bechin of Lassim Lavai. There is some Indian of Lassim Lavai in the Menorah, in that Ar of the Menorah. And it's Yadua, they bring Bishim the Arizal, that even though today we don't pass like Bishami, pass like Beisilah, but Lassim Lavai, the Halach is going to be like Bishami. The Halach is going to change. So I was thinking that maybe you could say that being that on Chanukah there is some Hanhag of Lassim Lavai, the front in the Neris. The Neris is Mamash, this is the Ar of Lassim Lavai. Maybe there'd be a Havamina in the Neris. You go like Bishama, you already have to go with the Hanhagas of Lassim Lavai, and you would talk in Pasim like Bishama. Kamashwal and Lamaisa, we're not there yet. We're in this world, and Ches Neris, Malacha Kibesilo. That's why you have this special Hanhag, special Remez over here, that Hagam, the Chanukah, is the Indian of our Gunas. It is the Indian of our Lahaba, but Afo Pichain, when it comes to Halacha, we still pass like Bishama, not like Bishama. That could be the Indian behind this Remez. Now, I understand what I'm saying is a little bit of a Chiddush. I was trying to look around, does anybody say such a thing? Look in the Svarim, I didn't find anyone who says this. And I was very desperate, so I wanted to find a Tana de Meseili, so I looked on the Eitzar HaChachma. Eitzar HaChachma, for those who don't know, it's a resource where you have like close to 100,000 Svarim on it, and pretty much anything that was ever said by anyone, you could find there. So I put in the words, all right, it's kind of like, I don't know, whatever I did, to try to find if anybody says this. And out of all 100,000 Svarim on the Eitzar HaChachma, only one Sefer came up. So one Sefer is also good, and the Mice one Sefer did come up. But the Pell is that this one Sefer that came up is written by a local Mechaber in Baltimore. The chances of that happening. And it's actually the Mechaber in the room over here. It's the Rebbe Wolf Shlita. He's the Sefer Masha HaYehushiyah. And so I was very happy, at least, not Chavin to Chashu Tamachachim. Somebody says this because it's for me. So I clicked on the page. It opens up to the page, and I read what he says. He mamish says his word. Kimat mila b'mila. Like I got suspicious. It's kimat word for word. And so I read it, and then my excitement turned into disappointment because this is in the Hashmatas in the back. It's miluim, and I looked a couple of pages before, and he says over there. This is Rebbe writes. Thank you to Didi Pinchas Gross for adding his artist to the Sefer. This is going back 20 years. I forgot about this. I edited his Sefer, and he let me put in my artist. And I guess I wrote it back then, so I was mechamah to myself. So, you know, you can take it or leave it. That was the part. What is true is that Chanukah is that we see that's That's the Perish and the Shinim. So I just want to be mazel, but what does that mean? What's the meaning of the Arganas in Hanukkah? And why is the Arganas in Hanukkah? I think the reason is that the Malbim has a beautiful vart. The Malbim says that that in most of the days of Rias Olam always says Vehiche after the day. And the Yom Rishon after the Arus Kodesh does not say Vehiche. So the Malbim says, why not? Because the Taka wasn't Chen. It wasn't that way because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Ar. He wanted there to be Ar Arganas. And it didn't work out. There was Nigna. So it was not Vehiche. There was something missing in the way the Rias should be. But Zok the Malbim, when it says when Aaron lit the menorah, it says Vayas Kain Aaron and Lopnei HaMenorah. He was Hel and Eriseya, so he says that Vayas Kain Aaron, that Kain is being misakin the Vihi Kain that was supposed to be there on the Yom Rishon, because now Hitaka brought the Arganas into the Bria. Through the menorah, there is Arganas which is being shaylah. That's the Vayas Kain connected to the missing Vihi Kain. That's what the Malbim says. So we see that in the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash, there was some element of the Ar HaGanos. Now, we know already from the Ramban, the Ramban brings down the Chazal, that the Aaron had Chalishas Adas, it wasn't part of the Chanukas Anasim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Shalchag Del Mishalahem, because you're mate of the Neiros, and the Ramban brings in the Medrash that the Maila of the menorah is, that it's not like even Lachad Churban HaMikdash, the menorah is still Kayim. So the Rabban asks, you know, we all know with the Churban HaMikdash, we don't have Kurbanos, we don't have the Menorah either. What does it mean that the Menorah is knowing after the Churban? And he says, in the famous words, that this is a remez to Chanukah's base Chashmonot, to our Chanukah that we have today. And the way the Svarim understand the Ramban, what's the Ramban saying? What does our Menorah have to do with the Menorah's HaMikdash? They understand that there is some type of kiyum, there's some kiyum of the Menorah's HaMikdash and our Menorah that we light today on Hanukkah. There's some type of shir from the Churban that the gabe, the hadlaka we do in our house, the Mikdash is still kayim. There's some hemshech of the hadlaka of the Menorah and the Beis HaMikdash. And I once heard a beautiful variety of this from David Kainshlita. He said that the piyut that you say after the Seder Avoda on Yom Kippur, I think it's the first piyut that we say, there's a whole bunch of piyutim after the Avoda. So it starts off, Ein lanu lo ishim lo ashim, like Badim, Lagula. It's basically goes through the Seder Alphas, all the things we don't have from the Beis HaMikdash. And it covers everything in the Mikdash, and all the main things. The one thing which is missing from there is the menorah. It doesn't say Ein lanu menorah. Now you look in the letter Mem, it says Ein lanu, I think it says Ein lanu mizbeach v'lo mincha. Right? So, mizbeach, I understand, should be there, but wouldn't it make more sense to put menorah instead of mincha? Why is menorah not part of the things that we don't have? Right? It's l'chara, it's missing. So he said that before this Ramban, it's moving because we talk about the menorah. The menorah is still here. It's not. We literally have it. It's still kayim. It's not. We're not even misayinin on losing the menorah. So that's the way the Svarim understand the Ramban. We mamish have a hadlaka hemshicha the menorah samikdash in our menorah of Chanukah. So if there's araganas in that menorah, l'chara there's some type of araganas in our menorah as well. And that's what the Rekeach is saying. L'chara. Question remains, what does that mean? You look at your menorah, I look at my menorah, I don't see any Ar HaGanos, maybe big tzaddikim see it, people are zeicher to see it, but we could say there's Ar HaGanos, but what is it, what nafkamin does it have for us if it's not something we could see? The menorah in the Mikdash, it was all of Tanisim, or Shaykh Tanisim, the Ner Maravi was al Yidei Neis, the Neis of Chanukah, Nisim happened, but what does it mean that there's Ar HaGanos and Ar menorah? What's the meaning of that? And to understand that, I think we have to understand a little bit what the Araganas is. What does it mean, this Araganas? We can see from Chazal, the Araganas is a person could be right in Seifa Island about Seifa. You could not see to the other end of the world. You could see through walls. You could see through mechitzas. The Chazal say, there's some type of miraculous light that you could see through anything. There's no limitations. And if you think about it, it's difficult to understand. Why is that necessary? Why do we need to have this kibiyahu of this like X-ray vision that we can see through a wall? It's like, we do fire and live in a world we don't see through walls. You need to go to another room. You walk into the room. Why do you need this special nace so you could see through a wall? You could see through a barrel. What's the purpose of that? Stam, it's like for shtick, you could see through things, and it's not a luxury. The way the Araganas is supposed to be, it sounds like that was the normal matzav of the Bria. The way the Bria was, was the Araganas. That was the natural light. You wake up in the morning, it's all Araganas. That was the way the Bria was built. And we lost it, now we have the regular light that we have today. So it sounds like whatever the Araganas was something very important, very central to the Bria. It's not just stomach. Be able to look through walls. So what's this Indian of the Ar HaGanos? And what I think the pshat is, you know, we don't have shaykhis to these inyanim, what they really mean, but I'm just saying I'll be pshat. What the Araganas is I think the ability to see things the way they really should be. It means to have the proper perspective on the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and the purpose of the world is to be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Yodei HaEiseh, to know him, to be makir him, to become Davik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in some way. Now, the problem is we have this Bria where you look around, you don't see Elokus, you don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, the Olam is Mailam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Teva is done in a way where if you don't know, you look around, you don't see God, you don't see anything. You see Kimin Hagen Nag, you see Teva, you see houses, you see trees, you see mountains, you see oceans, you see a beautiful world, but you don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We believe, we have a Messiah, we have a Muna, we know, the Torah tells us that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not something that you naturally see. And the way it was, you know, that's what makes it very difficult to be Maimon when you don't see it. The way the world was set up originally is that there was a Bria and there was Teva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not seen, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that we shouldn't get carried away with Teva and think that it's real, because the way the art works is you can see straight through everything. You see a wall, you see through the wall. You see a mountain, you can see through the mountain. That as real as Teva was, at the same time it wasn't real, because the whole thing was Ke'ila was like a smoke screen. It wasn't, well, there was no Metzias to it. It was a Metzias, but at the same time it was a non-Metzias. The Kayacha Ruchni was just as strong as the Kayacha Gashmi, and you're able to see through Ruchni, see through Gashmi. And when you live in such a way, it made it much easier to be makir that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Teva is not real, there's a reality that goes beyond that. That's what the Araganas really wants. The natural way of looking at the world was that you didn't get carried away with the Olam Hazeh, you didn't get carried away with the Gashmias, and you're able to be makir Elokus, because even the Gashmias we see, you could see right through it. It was not something that was real. It was real, but in a certain sense, it was not real reality to the world that we live in, and that's what allowed a person to be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu within this world. Unfortunately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be Gainas Dador because the Rishayim weren't using it, and when that happened, that then the whole Aveda changed. It became very difficult to be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why there's all these Kilkulim and Apikorsis and Kfira, because you look at the world, you don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now it became, the Mahalach became that you have to be Amal to be makir Hashem. You have to be Maimon, you have to get it through Limud HaTorah, get it through your Messiah, get it through whatever avodah that we do, but it's not something that comes natural. Because without the Araganas, the whole world is a different type of world. It's not the way the world should be. But when you have that R, when you have the R, then it becomes very easy to be a Maimon. And even within the R of the Olam Cheshev that we live in, there are times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Nitzaitis of this Araganas, Nisim happen, and certain things happen where it breaks the Teva to give us a glimpse. It's a Chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to see that really the world that we think is real is not so real. And those are the times when the Araganas is nisgala a little bit. So Lamash, what happened in Chanukah, there is a nace. It wasn't just Stam a nace, but the nace was, you know, Shaman is supposed to light for one day and live for 3 days. It's an unbelievable miracle. And we saw that Teva is meaningless. Teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could override anything, that the Teva is not real. But, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kol Yochel, Einam Mavadai. That was the Gila of the nace of Chanukah. The Rabban B'yad Nata was the same thing. You think you have these millions of Greeks and, you know, a couple Chashmonayim, what are they going to do connect this mighty army? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, that's not the way things work. We don't live in a physical world like everyone else does. The world of Teva is a different Hanhaga, and those Giluyim equal Arhaganas. It might not be the actual Arhaganas, but it allows a person to come to the same Hakar that Arhaganas brings them to. So I think that's what it means on a simple level. When you look at the Menorah and you see the Arhaganas, some people maybe Taka see the Arhaganas, but For us, Pashni Yidden, it means you're Mizvayin in the Nisim, and you internalize what happened, the Nisim of the Menorah, the Nisim of the Mochama, and you're Mashish within yourself, that Teva is nothing, Klav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's a whole different Metzias that's running the world besides the Olam of Teva. That is a connection to our Aganas. You're seeing the world the way it should be seen, not the way we usually see it. You know, the whole world, the way people live, we live in a world of news. You follow the news, and the whole Indian of news, even, you know, if it's Dvarim Ksherim, but it's looking at the world in the eye of Siva and Masaiva, that, you know, this country waged war against that country, and this, you know, this president, that politician, the whole thing, you know, you become ruggled to see the world in a Mabat of Teva, which is not really the way things work. The way things work is there's a Kol Yachol that's being Masav of all the Sivas, But it's difficult to see that when you live in a world of Teva. When you have a Yom Tov Chanukah, when our gun is in the scala, that allows us to see the world in the way it should be, in the real way, that's what it means that there's our gun is on Chanukah. And, you know, the Sfarim say it's not only on Chanukah, but the same way the Lamed Vav Neiris of Chanukah connected those Lamed Vav Shais, but the Lamed Vav Masechtis and Shas also have the Arhaganas Nignas in them, and the Arhaganas can be found in any Gemara. You open the Gemara and you learn Be'in. You're Amal Batara, you're also Zeicha to the Arhaganas. And I think that's why you find Gedolim who were not people that were involved with the world. You take a person like Rabshach. Rabshach was, you know, he was like the manig of the Olam HaTaira, and he saw things that no one else saw, and he was able to, you know, think ahead. And he was a person that was the most hepech of that in the whole world. He's Sam Nisman, he's Sam Nisman. He had absolutely no shyness to anything. You know, maybe people told him news or whatever, but he was Mamash Shakur in the Nisman, and yet he saw things that nobody else saw. Chafetz Chaim, Beskarov, you know. Why is it that the more you're, Chazanish, the more you're Shakur and tired, the more you're in your Dal Amis, and you have absolute shyness of the world, those people become the greatest manhigan, right? It seems to be the hepech of what you would think, but the pshat is when a person connects to the Ar HaGanas and the Torah, when you get it through the Torah, you see the world the way the world should be seen. You don't see it for what it is, but you see, you're basically seeing the Ar HaGanas. You chap, the Teva is not real, everything is not real, there's a Kol Yachol that's running everything, and that's something that one could get through the Torah itself. So I think that's maybe the some of what you're supposed to take out of the Yom Tov of Chanukah to connect to this Ar, from the Yom Tov of Chanukah, from Liman HaTorah, and Shal B'Zeicha to get the Araganas from our Amelis Batera and come to the time where the Gala once again to everyone, the Vias Mashiach's Kingdom, we have the Amen.